This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. Biosecurity is vital for protecting livestock and farmhands from H5N1. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
The need for robust biosecurity measures for all species is greater than ever after the recent detections of H5N1 in dairy herds. Dr. Marissa Rotolo, National Pork Board's Director of Swine Health, emphasized the importance of on-farm measures to keep it that way.
The source of infection is believed to be wild birds for these cattle. However, at this time, we can't rule out cattle-to-cattle transmission. We have seen one case of a person infected with H5N1. This is a dairy worker, and their main clinical sign has been conjunctivitis. At this time, there have been no detections of H5N1 in swine, and it's believed that the risk of transmission to swine for our commercial herd is low.
Rotolo said H5N1 clinical signs producers should watch for can vary by species.
In poultry, we're going to see high mortality and morbidity. What's been observed in dairy cattle has been a decrease in that milk production. A few other species have also had detections of H5N1, and those signs vary from mild disease to neurologic signs.
Rotolo added that heightened biosecurity measures will keep pigs and farm workers safe.
Individuals should avoid contact and/or utilize appropriate PPE when working with infected flocks or coming into contact with wild birds. The best thing that producers can do for their animals is to implement heightened biosecurity measures aimed at preventing interaction between their animals and wild birds. And more importantly, everyone should receive their yearly flu vaccine.
For more information, visit porkcheckoff.org. You can find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.